Welcome to episode 54 of Life with Mitty. This episode will focus on several service tips, including getting the now available PWS retrofit for your Model Y or Model 3, how you too can schedule your car for the retrofit, and what specifically to ask for, and my personal impressions on using Boombox for regular driving as opposed to just your entry music for cars and coffee. We'll discuss things to consider when getting a service loaner vehicle and when you may want to get Uber credits instead. How Uber credits work if you can't get a loaner or the right loaner model isn't available. We'll also talk about getting our Model 3's power converter system replaced at no charge, even at 56,000 miles after the normal warranty expired. And finally, a long overdue announcement concerning the Not a Tesla app and the voice commands list. We have a lot to cover today, and that figures since my last episode was back in March. We're going to focus today on some service tips, and that starts with the pedestrian warning system retrofit. This story was broken by Trevor Page of Tesla Owners Online. If you remember back in December, when Boombox was first all the rage, there were a number of us who had 2020 Model Ys who were crying foul. Wait a minute, we don't have a speaker that we can play and use for Boombox. How do we get that speaker? The wiring is already in the car. When can we get that? What we heard back from Tesla was, we're working on a retrofit. Well, now that retrofit is available. And to be clear, if you have a Model 3 built between July 5th, 2019 through September 9th, 2020, your car is eligible for this retrofit. If you have a Model Y that was built before September 9th, 2020, you too are eligible for the retrofit. Older Model 3s aren't eligible because the wiring harness has to be replaced. And that's a lot of expensive labor. And even if it was available, I don't know that most people would pay for it. The retrofit now available is $200 parts and labor. Now that's US dollars, with additional taxes, of course, for your particular area. To get your retrofit, you need to go to the Tesla app on your phone. You're going to select service and then select schedule service. So you're setting up a normal service appointment. Then select upgrades and accessories, select accessory installation, then type PWS retrofit, S as in Sam, I as in ice cream, -21-90-001. Now don't be surprised if there's a delay. I put in my request for a May 6th appointment, and I finally got it installed May 25th. The wait was for parts. The service center can easily get this done in less than a day. However, some early 2020 Model Y and Model 3 owners like me shouldn't be surprised if Tesla adds additional service work to replace the HVAC pressure and temperature sensors. This is a long-standing service bulletin, of course done under warranty, that you'll want done to ensure your HVAC system continues to function properly. Some early 2020 Model Y and Model 3 owners with the new heat pump have experienced inaccurate temperatures and even complete loss of AC or heat. This work will also add additional time to your service appointment. After the HVAC fix, Mitty's interior temperature is being regulated much better. Now the experience I'm getting is similar to what I was accustomed to on my 2018 Model 3 that has resistive heat and regular AC. All right, we've gotten a little bit off track. Let's get back to my experience with PWS and the Boombox. This is the reason I got the PWS retrofit. Well, maybe I'm also happy the car makes a noise to alert pedestrians. That's a good thing. First of all, you have four things you can do with Boombox. Play whatever you're currently playing in the car. This is why the feature is called Boombox. This includes something from your phone if you like, although you'll need to use the phone's volume control, as it seems sometimes the sound is muted when playing from a phone. Just turn up the volume a little at a time to get around this bug. The second thing you can do is play something when the horn is pressed. While you can also replace the horn, I find that the volume from the PWS speaker isn't loud enough to replace the horn, in my opinion. There are a list of included sounds for the horn, including, of course, flatulence, posh, which is a British man saying, "Well, I never." Toss a coin, "To Your Witcher." It's a song from The Witcher. Goat, which is the sound of a goat. Old horn, which is the auga sound. Applause, self-explanatory. Ta-da, which is an orchestra fanfare. Rim shot, listed as ba-dum-tis. DJ, which is an air horn sound. Of course, la cucaracha, as well as up to 5 additional MP3s you supply on the memory stick. More on that in a minute. For me, I'm using posh. Well, I never. But not replace the horn. So, I press the horn sounds, and then the speaker plays. I think this is the best setup for regular daily use. The third thing you can do is play something while driving. I thought this would turn on or off when below or above 20 miles an hour, like the standard PWS sound, but no, it plays over and over again while driving. It would be a nice add to enable playing to replace the standard PWS sound, yet that might not be allowed under the current federal law. For me, I see using the preview button to kick off a sound while driving so I can do this on demand, like when MIDI plays the Knight Rider theme music while entering Cars and Coffee events. I was a little disappointed this didn't function like I expected. The final thing you can do is play something while the car is being summoned. Now this is cool. I have this already set up to play the Knight Rider theme anytime I summon the car. It also draws more attention to the car moving around pedestrians and maybe encourage them to make way for MIDI. A different list of standard sounds can be selected for playing while driving and summoning. They are coconuts. Sounds like a horse walking, but it's pretty soft. Snake sax, a cool jazz vibe and pretty soft as well. Polynesian elevator music, you'll have to hear it to understand. Toss a coin, a different song I didn't recognize. Rainforest, which sounds what you would expect. Rock and roll, a guitar riff in rhythm. Harp, which is a number of harp glissandos up and down the scale. Ice cream, which sounds like ice cream truck music, although I'm probably going to add Music Box Dancer to my list of MP3s to do that. Caribbean, which is steel drums, sounds like you would expect, and of course, up to 5 MP3s you supply. Getting your own sound set up is a little more complicated than it needs to be. It's not just adding a folder named Boombox to the memory stick. You have to create a separate disk partition. I won't go through the exact steps here, as you need to see the steps on a video or screenshots to help you get it right. You can send me an email to lifewithmidi@gmail.com for the steps I took and screenshots. I recommend that you go to YouTube and check out Mother Frunker's video entitled "Setup Tesla Boombox Dashcam Music on One USB." The steps you will take are copy everything off the memory stick, delete all the partitions, create 2 new partitions, one for Tesla Cam, another for Boombox, then create Tesla Cam and Boombox folders in their respective partitions. Each will get their own drive letter on a Windows machine or separate drives on a Mac. Coming up next, things to consider when getting a loaner vehicle. Often I've gotten a loaner vehicle when taking either of my cars in for service. If you have a choice of cars, I suggest getting the model you're accustomed to. You're probably wondering, well, why should I get a Model Y if I have a Model Y, Model 3 if I have a Model 3, S if I have an S, X if I have an X? A few key things. First of all, older Model S's don't have hold mode. I know initially you're thinking, well, okay, so what? So I have to put my foot on the brake. That's exactly my point. You build up muscle memory when you're using hold mode. So if you're driving a Model 3, Model Y, a later Model S or X, you get used to hold mode and one pedal driving. You don't normally put your foot on the brake when you're sitting at the traffic light or at the stop sign. Now, go into an older Model S without hold mode. Hopefully you remember to turn on at least creep mode, because if you don't have your foot on the brake, the car could roll forward or backward. I know, that just seems like, oh, I can remember to do that. Muscle memory is a very strong thing. I encountered this myself. So that's why I'm telling you, you gotta keep this in mind when you're getting a loaner vehicle. There's some other things to consider too. If you're used to driving a Model 3 or Model Y and you go into a Model S for the first time, the different stock controls will stymie you. You'll try to figure out, well, how do I even turn on cruise? Those different stock controls, if you're not used to them, then you end up not using some of the features that you may be used to. Another thing to consider is lack of autopilot. A number of times I've received a loaner that was an old Model S before Autopilot 1 was even available. That's the old Mobileye technology. And I'd get in the car and I had to do all the work. And I felt a little naked. And I felt a little less safe. Also, chill mode. When you get a loaner, most of the times service centers will turn on chill mode and you can't turn it off. So if you're used to modulating the accelerator pedal a certain way in your Tesla, then you get into the loaner and it's different. It's a different feeling. And you may not like it. I sure don't. I don't like the different feel of chill mode versus normal. Keep those things in mind if you have a choice of cars. Sometimes it's just a matter of asking, hey, do you have a Model Y available for loaner? Or do you have a Model 3? Or do you have a Model S with autopilot? Just be specific on what you're looking for. And if the service center can do it, I'm sure they will. If they can't, you can always do Uber credits. Coming up next, how Uber credits work if you can't get a loaner or don't want the one that's available. The service center will let you know in advance that you'll be getting Uber credits to take care of your transportation needs while your car is in the shop if they have no loaners available. When you enter the parking lot of your service center, you'll get a notification on your phone that rideshare credits have been added for you to use. In the app, you'll see a new message from the service center for your appointment. It'll say, "Rideshare credits are now available," with a dark blue link you can barely read when using dark mode on your phone. Leave your keys in the drop box before requesting your ride. Credits are available to use while your car is being serviced. Now click the link. You'll want to be sure to have the Uber app already installed and have your account set up. This link will then take you to the Uber app displaying a voucher received message. Typically, Tesla provides $100 per day, depending on the number of days they expect your car to be in the shop. Accept the voucher, and it is then added to your account for use. Make sure to select it for your payment when requesting a ride. Keep in mind that tips are charged to you, not the Tesla voucher. And finally, you can only use the voucher for on-demand requests to be picked up, not for scheduled pickups. With my PWS retrofit appointment, I had my first experience with using Uber credits. I have to say it worked out very well. I thought that the amount given per day was reasonable, and it was easy. It was simple. In the future, if I don't have a Model Y or a Model 3 that I can get for the loaner, I'll definitely be using and requesting Uber credits. Coming up next, how to know you have an issue with your power converter system and how to get it replaced for free, even if you're out of warranty. The PCS, or power converter system, in a Model 3 or Model Y is a trio of 16-amp AC to DC converters. The PCS is there to convert the AC from either 110 volt or 240 volt provided through your universal mobile connector, wall connector, or any other level 2 charger using the J1772 adapter. These three units are used in parallel to provide up to 48 amp capacity. Now, if you have one or more of these units go bad, you'll see this message when you try to charge. Charge speed reduced. Unplug and try again. If issue persists, contact Tesla service. You may also see this error number, PCS_A019. You'll also see your charging speed limited to 32 amps, no matter what you do. If you lose two of these, you're down to 16 amps, and that's really slow charging. When you see this when charging at home, make sure to try another Tesla destination charger somewhere close to you to prove it isn't your charger or electrical system, because this can happen, and the problem isn't the PCS itself. For me, I checked it by charging my Model Y on the same wall connector without issue. Now, some service centers are not aware that this part is covered under the high voltage battery warranty. For those with long range Model 3s and Ys, that's 8 years, 120,000 miles. For those that are standard range or standard range plus, that's 8 years, 100,000 miles. If your service center is saying that the part is not covered, check out the details I posted from my invoice on TeslaOwnersOnline.com. And just look for messages posted by LITTLD, that's my handle, on Tesla Owners Online. And reach out to me. I'll be happy to help with any coordination with that service center and the one in Chesterfield, Missouri, who authorized this battery warranty. This is something that isn't done for any particular person. I know I didn't get any special treatment just because I do a podcast. I don't get any special treatment. I can tell you this is provided by Tesla and should be done by all the service centers. I think it's not being communicated effectively to every service center. Coming up next, a long overdue announcement, our new partnership with Not a Tesla App and the Voice Commands List. If you follow me on Twitter at LifeMidi, you already know that Not a Tesla App is now referencing our list of voice commands on their site. It's a great place to keep up with the list of upcoming features. I hope Elon can use this to remember what he's promised. A software update history, how-tos, Tesla interviews, tips, Easter eggs, and of course, our very own list of voice commands. I'm looking forward to further collaboration with notatteslaapp.com and encourage you to check them out. There's no sign up, no fees. It's totally free. Check it out and take advantage of the information. And yes, it's another way to get to our list of voice commands. And they've also graciously provided a link to teslavoice.glideapp.io. Now it's as simple as just clicking a link. And that's it for this episode. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. And we'll talk to you next time.